You ought to have a dog.
That is true. They ought to have a dog. If it were only to give the alarm. Not a big dog. Heavens, what would they do with a big dog? He would eat their heads off. But a little dog, a little puppy, who would bark? As soon as everyone had left, Madame Lefebvre discussed this idea of a dog for some time. On reflection, she made 1,000 objections, terrified at the idea of a bowl full of soup, for she belonged to that race of parsimonious countrywomen who always carry centimes in their pocket to give alms in public to beggars on the road and to put in the Sunday collection plate. Rose, who loved animals, gave her opinion and defended it shrewdly, so it was decided that they should have a dog, a very small dog. The baker, who knew all that occurred, brought in his wagon one morning a strange little yellow animal, almost without paws, with the body of a crocodile, the head of a fox, and a curly tail, a true cockade, as big as all the rest of him. Madame Lefebvre thought this common cur that cost nothing was very handsome. Rose hugged it and asked what its name was. "Pierrot," replied the baker. The dog was installed in an old soap box, and they gave it some water, which it drank. Then they offered it a piece of bread. He ate it. Madame Lefebvre, uneasy, had an idea. "When he is thoroughly accustomed to the house, we can let him run. He can find something to eat, roaming about the country." They let him run, in fact, which did not prevent him from being famished. Also, he never barked, except to beg for food, and then he barked furiously. Anyone might come into the garden, and Pierrot would run up and fawn on each one in turn and not utter a bark. Madame Lefebvre, however, had become accustomed to the animal. She even went so far as to like it, and to give it, from time to time, pieces of bread soaked in the gravy on her plate. But she had not once thought of the dog tax, and when they came to collect 8 francs, 8 francs, madame, for this puppy who never even barked, she almost fainted from the shock. It was immediately decided that they must get rid of Pierrot. No one wanted him. Everyone declined to take him for 10 leagues around. Then they resolved, not knowing what else to do, to make him piquer du main. Piquer du main means to eat chalk. People who want to get rid of a dog make him piquer du main. In the midst of an immense plain, one sees a kind of hut, or rather a very small roof.